This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Keepers of the Talk Radio Flame, here we are. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, his willing and obedient servant. Here we are to serve you with the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by Michael and his staff, and the list of people who have made it into the spotlight. So let's get started. A lot of things, as usual. The top of the list has changed a little bit. I feel like Casey Kasem sometimes. This week, a new number one.
Well, it is based on that basic premise that these are hits, and they do vie for positioning. And so you're my willing and obedient servant.
I am, yes.
Where's my coffee?
Humbly. Okay. I've got to have a long arm to reach down to where you are, pal.
we live in this virtual reality.
Well, it sounds like one of the things that people have marveled about, and this is a great, sometimes we should have this conversation on the air so the audience kind of gets what it takes now, or what it has. We are on the air, yes. So sometime when we're on the air and we have a few moments, perhaps I put brackets around it, to talk about how the technology works here. It sounds like you and I are in the same room, and in fact, we are about 1,400 miles apart.
I know.
So, I
think people are starting to get used to that. I think, you know what I find very interesting, we'll get to the survey in a second, is how television news is changing with all of the Zoom and the use of Skype on peak time TV. And sometimes you hear it and they sound like they're in a tin can, or everybody has those bookshelves that you get from Home Depot.
Right. In the background.
You're looking at those white shelves, and their books. And it's the bookshelf. So when we get back into the studios, I was watching the guy in the studio had all of his name flying around in the back on the screen and the bells and the whistles. And the expert he was talking to was on Skype in a living room. But what was ironic about it was that the anchor back in the studio looked less than authentic. It looked fake because we're getting used to reality. Yeah. So what's going to probably happen is we're going to start to see newsrooms, news sets turn into living rooms, but they're going to be slick, like Frasier. Remember Frasier, the TV show? How cool his apartment was.
That was right.
And wouldn't that be a great
studio.
Set? That'd be a studio, yeah. You know, apartment, as opposed to these desks with bells and whistles, and they look like they're coming from a casino, you know?
My desk has a cowbell on it.
We've got time for the survey now? Would you?
I think that'd be a good idea. Let us proceed with the survey.
Number 10, the Sahara Dust Cloud. And,
are you following that, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
This is an amazing reality. As a matter of fact, you're going to get covered with the dust down there this weekend.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to go out with my little pail and
collect the dust?
Pixie dust, you know. I don't think it's harmful. It's a yearly phenomenon. It's called the Saharan something.
It's a little more this year for whatever the reason.
It's a record breaker.
Dust. It's a dust up, if you will, because the way the stream is coming back, it pretty much predicates what the hurricane track, because it's the same thing. They start in Western Africa and cross the Atlantic Ocean and end up in your backyard. That's where the hurricanes and the dust storm, same thing.
Yeah, and it also shows how everything on this planet is connected. At number 9, House Judiciary Bar and Department of Justice hearings, and the Flynn charges dismissed. So we got a little politicking going on, and that was interesting this week. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, psychology. We're all going crazy. At number 6...
Oh, my God.
Was that politically incorrect?
Is crazy no, it was perfect.
That we could use?
No, it was, you know.
We're all becoming disturbed.
I think a lot of people
disturbed.
Are depressed. Yeah.
Yes, people, it's statistically proven out. People are depressed.
Yeah.
You know?
I am. Are you?
No. No, I'm not depressed. I'm troubled.
What's the difference?
Depressed.
I'm just being too dramatic.
Yeah, I can't see you being depressed. It's not your nature.
Uh-uh.
I mean, folks, this man sometimes carries. You carry pressure sometimes, and one would never know. You're always upbeat and happy. I think that there's a difference between the term depression and sadness.
So, yeah, I'm upset because I can't see my children and my grandchildren.
Right, right.
That's
me too.
Bugging me.
That's my biggest upset over this. Otherwise, I've got to tell you something. In some cases, I'm glad that I don't.
But you know what? A part of what the technology in this, and the ladies pointed it out in our talk radio review about how we've used Zoom and Facebook and WebEx or whatever else is out there. You do that with Matthew, your son, and grandchild every day. I'm on the horn with my son pretty much, if it's not every day, it's every other day. And I talk to my daughter and my grandson 2-3 times a week. And it's kind of like, it's not like being there because you can't have that same fun, but you can get the sense that they're okay. And you're
connected. Yeah. You're connected. Yeah. I mean, you know, connection is connection.
Yeah.
You and I see each other every week when we do this. We actually physically are in the same room maybe twice a year.
We've known each other for almost 30 years, mm-hmm. and we have been great friends through most of it, and yet we don't spend, you know, maybe, yeah, twice, 2-3 times a year, maybe dinner, or we go to an event. And so maybe that physical proximity is not a good bellwether as to whether you have a good friendship or relationship with people. Maybe that's what this is teaching us, Michael.
In some cases, you're better off not being face-to-face all the time. Everything has its recipe and its formula for optimum operation. And in some cases, relationships are that way, too. I totally lost where we were on the survey.
We are at you're now going into number six.
Number six,
something
okay.
that will demand some of our time as well.
Education crisis, number six. Yeah. Number five, the economy and the reopening of America and sports, tied at number five. Number four, we have the presidential race, and that includes the Trump rallies, the primaries this past week, and the Bolton book is still being discussed. At number three, race relations, the police reform movement, monuments under attack, and that brief brouhaha from Alabama, the NASCAR noose case. At number two, healthcare and the mask debate. And number one, COVID-19, statistics and projections. A lot of everything has been the top four. Well, that's why they're the top four.
Yeah,
the politics,
exactly.
the race relations, the healthcare, and the stats.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go through the people list and then
real quick.
A couple of questions.
Number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. Mary Trump is at number 8. Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 7. William Barr at 6. Number 5, Bubba Wallace and Hawk.
Bubba Walla.
Yes.
Bubba Walla. Remember her.
Yeah. Well, Bubba Wallace and Hawk Newsom at number 5. Number 4, Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, John Bolton. Number 2, Joe Biden, and number one, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of the national conversation this past week on talk radio.
National conversation about healthy weight loss focuses entirely on Kellitrin, which is the most supportive way for you to lose weight, not only now, but in the future, because you know as well as I do, you're going to go up and down, we all do. But the safe way to lose weight and keep it off is pretty much exclusively in the realm of Kellitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. It is something that is so uniquely confirmed by hundreds, thousands of people who have gone through this product that has been discovered, made, put together in America. It's a clinically proven solution to weight loss that, again, is all natural. Capsule form, liquid form. Right now, the special monthly rate for the 4th of July, you buy a one-month supply, $69.95. If you buy three, you'll get three free. So it's kind of like a BOGO deal. You pay for three, you get six. And you kind of need to be on this program for 6 months because as your body is trained, you lose the weight, and then this process trains your body to keep the weight off. That's what's so fabulous about it. It's a great time of year for you to be focused on what you're losing. You'll see all kinds of stories of people who feel really good, and you'll feel good once you get on this program. But you can't get on it if you don't go to toploss.com. That's what you do, toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the buy one, get one free, or buy three, get three free, buy four, whatever it is. That's the 4th of July special continuing. No shipping charges either when you use the DJV code at toploss.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Anyone remember Dr. McCoy from Star Trek? He had a tricorder, a small medical device that scanned his patients. And that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of this year's CES Last Gadget Standing. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar explains.
So it's the size of a computer mouse. There's a wireless version that's coming out. Otherwise, it's tethered to your computer with a USB port. And it has 10 diagnostic devices, the most commonly used diagnostic devices today. It has a stethoscope, so the doctor can actually listen to your organ systems from a distance.
Wow.
It has an otoscope that goes into your ear, so the doctor can actually see into your ear. It has an ophthalmoscope that can look into your eye behind your pupil into your retina. It also has several vital signs, including an oxygen level sensor, a respiratory rate sensor, and a heart rate sensor as well.
And it has a lot more. Head over to MedWand.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, what do you think? John Bolton is going to be on my DJV program the first of next week. And I know you're going to say, wait a minute, you said you don't do politics. I found it almost irresistible when somebody said to me, you want to have John Bolton on? I usually don't have any guests on the DJV program, but I decided, okay, let's take a shot at it, because I don't like the guy, never have. But I think I want to, I find this whole thing an opportunity. So let's say you have him on your program. What's the first question you ask him?
When did you first decide to grow a mustache?
Somebody else said that to me.
Oh, really?
What's your favorite color?
I don't know what I would ask him. That's a great question. You put me on the spot a little bit. Everything is being talked about.
I know. What's new? What's different?
I would get into the psychology of being a hawk. Mm-hmm. I would try to go deeper than just the I don't know, the typical conversation,
because
he's known as a hawk, and
very
I would try
so.
To get but basically everything's coming out. But I don't blame you for having him on the show. I'd have him on my show if he was offered to me.
It's interesting
because
you always say to me, of course you're right. I say I don't do a political show. You say to me, what do you do? Of course you do a political show.
You say that, but
I know it. Marketing purposes.
I could name you'd have on your show if they were offered to you. If Trump was offered to you, you'd have.
Yeah. Of course I would. Yeah. He says he's going to lose, though. By his own admission, he's going to lose. So how would you deal with that if you were interviewing? Are you sure you're going to lose, Mr. President? Anyway,
we'll get into that on the other side of the break.
Yes, we will. Yes, 21 after the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, the Talk Radio Countdown continues with me, Doug Steffen, and then there is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. We go through the stories of the people every week. We were on the Bolton book, and I was trying to figure out from Michael what questions he would ask, or what's a good question to ask Mr. Bolton, who has captured the imagination of millions this week. I don't even know how the book is doing. Do you know where it is?
I don't know how any book is doing. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say my first question to him would be, you expect to make any money on this?
Uh-huh.
and is that why you wrote it? You know, uh-huh. I would get into the why didn't you come forward and speak up.
Oh yeah, but everybody's asking him that. I don't want to ask the same question everybody else asks. I never do.
Well, then you have to ask something. Then you have to get into the psychology and personal, because all the basic questions are asked over and over.
Yeah.
So
right.
that's one of the delicate things that you deal with as an interviewer in the media. Mm-hmm. How to do an original interview, how to do an interview where the guest doesn't just walk off, how to do it fairly, and how to bring something to the table that the listener or the viewer may not know. It's a challenge.
If I told him, if I started the interview with how I really feel about him, he'd probably walk off. So I don't want to do that, because that would serve no one. It is now, so let's hear what the guy has to say about something that nobody else is talking about. That's what I always have liked to specialize in anyway, when I do have somebody on that is of note. And he is, you know, you think about the people. I guess I'm coming around to something you and I talked about once a long time ago when we were at a convention, one of your conventions. I think I, maybe a dinner or lunch or something, I said to you, of all the people in the world, who would be your number one request for a guest on a program you did? Do you remember we had that conversation? God knows.
Yeah, I do. I do remember, and I couldn't come up with an answer.
I don't think. I think I remember. Yeah,
I'd like to interview Clark Kent. You know, like how do you really get away with it?
Right. Exactly.
Know?
Right.
You know. Uh huh. People don't recognize you.
So, right. It's okay. It's very good.
There are some people. I would have liked to have interviewed Nixon. For some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that, you know, the thing is...
Well, because he's a lesson in contrasts, and you would never know you wouldn't be able to predict what he said. That would be why he would be good, I think.
And then there's the old thing about interviewing historical figures. Well, I guess Nixon falls into that category, but he's within my contemporary life. I could have interviewed Nixon. But, you know, like, it might have been interesting interviewing Abraham Lincoln.
You take the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
The great players of history. That would be kind of interesting. Steve Allen and his wife Jane Meadows once had a public television series called The Meeting of Minds, which they wrote and performed, and they had roundtable discussions between figures that never lived in the same time, Genghis Khan and Abraham Lincoln.
It was really compelling. Well done.
You know who would be good?
I would love to have talked to Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower. Both of them, I thought, were perfect for their time. They were. And they were contemporaries, and they didn't like each other at the beginning, and then they sort of warmed up to each other as time went on.
The presidency does that. That's why it's so strange that Trump is on such bad terms with his predecessors. because there are some strange bedfellows that have become...
Oh, yeah. Look at the Bushes and the Obamas. Look at how George Bush flirts with Michelle Obama every time they're together.
Yeah.
They have a fabulous time. You can tell by looking at the two of them, they're having a great time together.
They've been through a common experience, and they know things that most people don't know, and that's why they have a relationship.
Okay, so I want to. We got to pause here for a moment. Some of the debate, one of the, number four this week, the presidential race. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty about who makes a good VP, because of all of the talk of people saying, well, I know Joe Biden's not going to make it. If you're Joe Biden, what do you say about that? It's 28 after on the talk. Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tie-ups. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawn to Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying that he'd been briefed on reported U.S. intelligence that a Russian military intelligence unit secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week.
This is as bad as it gets, and yet the president will not confront the Russians on this score. Denies being briefed, whether he is or not, his administration knows.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence says he doesn't want to say Black Lives Matter because he doesn't agree with the political message behind it.
What I see in the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement is a political agenda of the radical left that would defund the police.
He also said African American leaders have made clear they want law and order and peace in their streets. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Vice President Mike Pence attended a Celebrate Freedom ceremony at First Baptist Church in Dallas and spoke about a number of issues, including his support for law enforcement. USA's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Pence said there is no excuse for the rioting, looting, and burning, as he vowed to prosecute those responsible.
Most of those who put on the uniform of law enforcement every day are the best people in this country. They walk out the door every morning. They risk their lives to protect us and our families. But we all know the tragic events of recent days. And let me say, there's no excuse for what happened to George Floyd, and justice will be served.
Mr. Pence, like many of the worshipers, wore protective face masks, but removed his when he spoke from the pulpit. John Clemens, USA Radio Network.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, second half hour of this week's program with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week our chats are about the charts. The week of June 22nd to the 26th is upon us, and we have gone through both lists. We're picking apart the stories and some of the people that are important. We were talking about number four, the presidential race, in conjunction with the Bolton book, I guess, in a manner of speaking. And I can't remember whether I said this to you off the air or on the air about what Trump said to Hannity this week about losing the election in his that airport hangar interview that he did. He said, "People don't love me, I guess." Which, that was an interesting way of looking at the reality. I'm wondering what Hannity was thinking as he heard that from the president. And it sort of begs the question, Michael. So if Trump loses, what does that do to the conservatives, the right-wingers, who, for the most part, occupy the big seats in News Talk Radio?
Well, it gives them just you change your direction. We've been through that many times.
Yes.
You're either playing offense or defense. I do not believe that the Phaeton fortune of talk show hosts who are political rests on who is president. You just change your positioning. Because talk radio, this is an important point.
Did you change the side of your mouth about out of which you're speaking?
The talk radio is not a political campaign. Talk radio is not politics. It's communications, it's show business, it's advertising, it's marketing, and it's political discussion. But it's not, you know, people say to me, you know, how do these hosts feel about, you know, they don't think that way. If Trump loses, Hannity really doesn't lose.
Yeah.
Hannity could then take the position of, okay, guys, now we're really up against it. But now we've got to really fight, you know. And as a matter of fact, it'd be easier for Hannity attacking Biden and attacking Pelosi as the power structure than supporting Trump as the power structure.
So I
think that's an important point, because a lot of people think that somehow all conservative hosts like each other because they're conservatives. Conservative hosts consider each other competitors.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
very few of them like each other in the real world.
Yeah. So it's just, there's more to it, folks, than meets the eye. And if you think about it, what I just said makes a lot of sense.
It does, Michael. As everything you say.
Thank you.
Makes lots of sense. So let's see if we can make some sense out of the current list of potential vice presidential nominees, because, of course, according to the news media and who you listen to, Joe Biden isn't going to make it. It sounds like he's on his last leg now, and he'll barely make it to the inaugural before.
A lot of people want that. You know, a lot of people like the idea that Biden is seemingly toothless or whatever.
But he's always been like this. He's not any different now than he was 30 years ago. Come on. I don't think he is anyway. Do you think he's any different than he was 30 years? I don't see.
It's a little bit more exaggerated, he was always a blabbermouth who got himself into trouble.
The guy in the front row when he and Obama the guy who's, I probably shouldn't laugh at this. The guy in a wheelchair, and he tells the guy to stand up. That, among of the Bidenisms, I think that one is the most choice of all of them. Yes, sir.
And so Biden would tell a guy in a wheelchair to stand up, and Trump would tell a guy in a wheelchair to make fun of him, you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Look at the choice we have here.
I hope the wheel falls off of your wheelchair.
Yeah. The choice is absurd. When you stop and think about it, the choice is absurd.
Best America has to offer? Come on.
You're facing on one level a bunch of leftist wackos who want to absolutely destroy the country to make their point, and on the right you've got a bunch of people living in 1805.
That's pretty funny when you encapsulate it that way. It really is.
You know, and if Trump just sat down with somebody he trusted who could give him good advice, he could still be a great president if he just kept his mouth shut.
That's some great, yeah, exactly. All the components, I think he's done a lot of great things in terms of putting the Chinese in their place, the trade stuff, some of the things he's done I thought would be great for him to do the APA over, but it hasn't been done the right way.
Well,
and he's been an abomination when it comes to the nation's farmers and our food system.
He's been an abomination in terms of unity. The problem is he drives wedges between people, and he creates chaos and tumult, and that's his personality. But that's a job the president is supposed to do. The president is supposed to be a healer and a uniter.
That's why we need two presidents, actually. You know, there's an executive.
There's a good cop and a bad cop.
Well, that too. But there's an executive who runs the administrative end of things. That's one part of the job, and he's not necessarily very good at that. And then the other part is the PR part, or the personal public relations.
Like in England.
To make people feel good. Yeah.
The monarchy. Right. You've got the prime minister and the government, and then you have the monarchy, who technically is the head of state. But, I'd hate to see what would happen if she actually tried to exercise that power.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
That was one of the finest pieces of television ever conceived in the...
That's horrible!
Oh, you talk about horrors. Go watch Queen for a Day.
Sexism.
Oh, my God.
Found a black person on that show if it was on for 100 years.
Sensationalism. But I like the idea of we make Trump king. and robes, palaces. We already have towers.
Give him a crown.
A crown and call him your highness and all he has to do is go around and be worshipped as being the symbol of American ingenuity and freedom, and then have a president who actually runs the country as an ugly little business person who has no charisma, no nothing.
Harry Truman.
Everybody
he did a good job as administrator. He did.
Yeah. Well, the buck stops here.
Yep. Number three. The race relations thing, I think I said to you off the air, I was just looking at the headline, some Mexican star said she was ashamed for the use of blackface. Come on. Enough of this stuff already. We've gone too far the other way. There's a happy medium here. We were way too far. The amount of problems that have been created for black people in this country, mostly by the law, but some by business and, you know, almost every, I guess, in every area, except sports. Would you agree with me on that? The sports has been a place for blacks to shine more so than any other, at least outwardly visible.
I think that there has been a great opportunity for African Americans within sports, as evidenced by the numbers. But that doesn't mean that there hasn't been a hard-fought battle to reach that point, and that it still doesn't go on. For example, there were very few black quarterbacks until recently. There were very few black coaches of major league teams until recently. That began to change. The story of Jackie Robinson should not be forgotten.
No.
And what he went through.
Pretty damned outrageous. Actually,
yeah,
when you consider what he went through and what he had to live through, even with the people on his own team, mind the people in the stands.
Right. So I would amend your statement that sports is an area where there's equality between the races, but not completely and fully apparent, and it has a very long history of working very hard and a lot of people being very brave and suffering to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to step aside a little bit here and talk about what happens when there's nothing to talk about. For example, in sports. Sports talk radio and how they're sort of trying to restart. I remember the No Sports Report. I've long since been an advocate in the mornings. I call my morning program a general interest full service program, and a little sports news, a little of this and that. But in the sports world, there's really nothing to talk about, right? So you see these nightly TV shows. Sports guy comes on, and what does he say? What is there to talk about?
Well, there's the business factor, there's the human factor, there's human relations, there's stories about what's going on behind the scenes, you know, how the teams are developing, the personalities involved. I mean, there's aspects to it, there's history, there's just no games, there's no X's and O's, there's no, statistics, which is a part of it. So a piece of it is missing, but I wouldn't say there's nothing to talk about. I think it's been a great challenge for sports talk show hosts and sports commentators to rise to the occasion.
Well, the good people, I think you found the good hosts. Maybe that's the way, right? That's the way of looking at it. You found the people who are really very good. Is that the reason there's so much excitement about the fellow who was the New York talk host who went to jail for a Ponzi scheme? What's his name? Collard? What's that guy's name?
Greg Carton. Craig Carton.
That's Carton. Right.
Craig Carton.
Yeah.
He just got out of jail. And they let him out early, and there's rumors he'll come back to the radio. Although I think that the thing that he did hurts his credibility going forward, whereas sometimes criminals are accepted, felons, you know, convicted
right.
felons are accepted back in the media. But, you know, he was convicted of bilking a lot of people out of money.
Mm. We've seen some financial talk show hosts go to jail and get canned for that
right.
sort of stuff, right?
Right. So when you breach that level of trust with the listeners, it's sometimes hard to overcome that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you went to jail because you were a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, got involved in a bar fight, all of those things that happen, people are quicker to forgive you.
I'm fascinated with what you did with the Michael Harrison interview this week, only because I don't know why you did it. So that question comes up first as we talk about other. This is the conversation medium, the talk side of what's on the radio, on television. There are good talk shows. One of the things that comes from what we do, if we do it well, is that we become good listeners. And with that in mind, I have radio listener specials for you from MyPillow.com. How about that for a segue serenade, Michael? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
MyPillow.com has a page devoted to people who are devotees on the radio of certain programs, and so this is one of them, and they're allowing those of us who are promoters of theirs on the radio to offer to you the ability to buy one of their products and get that same like product free. So you buy one, pay the regular price, and you get another one free. For example, the Giza Elegant My Pillows. They normally are $59.97. With the promo code DJV, you get two for the price of one. How about that? Same thing is true with the cotton sheets and the towels. You can go through and look at the regular prices of all of these and then buy two and you cut it in half. If you want it, like it's $30 for each of these pillows. Try finding a really good quality pillow in a department store for $30, maybe $130, but that's not, and it's not the quality, and you can't wash them and you can't dry them. So you want to get on board, take advantage of this sale while it lasts at MyPillow.com. They always have something going on, but this is a good opportunity to get so many different things at a very inexpensive price. Radio listener specials page. You need financing? They'll help you out. If you spend more than $200, you can get it financed. All that using the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer, right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tie-ups. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawn to Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
All right, quickly, the MH interview with somebody you wouldn't expect. Michael,
yeah.
Who is it?
It's Leslie Mandoki, a major name in German and European progressive rock. He works with Ian Anderson, and it's just a fascinating guy with a fascinating background for those that enjoy knowing about music. Yes, music still exists.
Music is good. Music makes you happy and relaxed, etc.
MHinterview.com. Check it out.
That's right.
Folks.
Find it. You can check it out also at talkers.com where the lists are, the charts are as well. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for us to take a complete look at the top five stories this week in the world of technology. And here to do that for us is Victoria Keelan from the DJB program. Number five is a focus. I love this when I do alliteration. Focus on Fandango. I like that, Victoria.
Very nice. So several movie theater chains are preparing to open their doors again to the public. And Fandango, of course, is the website and the app where you can see what movie theaters have which movies. You can also book your tickets through it. I use the app all the time. It's very easy to use. I love it. You can scan. And then when you get to the theater, you just scan your phone and you have a contactless experience. So it's great. So now Fandango's website and the mobile apps are incorporating several new resources, including which theaters have certain policies. They include you can choose your own seat, so they have socially distanced seating maps on it, attendance policies, if you have to wear a mask, or whatever the cleaning regimens are. So it's all a lot of information that Fandango has been collecting from theaters across the country, and from state to state, it does vary. So if movie theaters are open near you, just check out Fandango first so you have an idea of what to expect when you go back to the movies.
Good. Number four, a new way to monitor the virus from the NBA. This seems kind of a stretch, but I guess...
No, this is super cool and super high-tech. I'm loving these Aura rings. It's a high-tech ring. It's like a Fitbit, but it gets more information, and it's a ring that you wear on your finger. They're waterproof. They look really cool. They're about $300, and so the NBA players, as they're all isolating now in Walt Disney World in Orlando, as they prepare to get the season started again, the players will all be wearing wearing these rings, and the rings are so high-tech, they connect to an app, they monitor three different types of respiration in your body, three different body temperature sensors, they have a gyroscope, they have all kinds of stuff in them, fitness tracker, sleep tracker, these rings are so high-tech that they can forecast and predict the onset of COVID-19-related symptoms three days in advance with a 90% accuracy. So this is going to be one of those instances where medical tech, which is this sort of sector, this is going to be really important for the NBA to get going again. I would imagine that other sports will start doing this too. Football, because of the contact, the nature of the contact, they probably can't wear rings, but baseball players will probably start wearing these. And other sports as well. So it's a great thing that the NBA has extended to the players. They're not required to wear the rings, but so far from what I've seen, pretty much everybody is wearing them.
Number three, Comcast extending something free.
Yes, Comcast is continuing to offer free access to 1.5 million public Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, and they've extended this now through the end of 2020. They said they saw a huge jump in usage after they opened up the public hotspots, not surprising because everybody's working from home and needs an extra boost of internet, and so they said they're excited to keep them open through the end of the year. This was supposed to expire on June 30th, but just because so many people have been using the free Wi-Fi, essentially, and also in the Internet Essentials tier, which is the Comcast tier that's designed for low-income customers, they have had a huge spike in usage. So I think this is a company that's actually, for a change, doing something good by the customers.
Let's see if we think number two story, which is a focus on Apple, is good for the customers.
So Apple this week had their WWDC, that's the Worldwide Developers Conference, and this is their conference every year where they feature new and upcoming products that aren't on the market yet, but things that they're working on. So it's different from when they announce the new iPhone and then you can order it 2 weeks later. This is a little bit further out. And so one of the cool things that came from this year's WWDC is Apple has developed technology to use your iPhone to replace your car keys. And so CarPlay is the infotainment system that's available in 97% of new cars. And so now, instead of keeping your key with you all the time, which Apple says, and they're not wrong, car keys have been around over 100 years now. They keep getting bigger, they're bulkier, they take up a lot of space in your pocket, and so Apple felt like they were just ripe for a reimagining, and the reimagining ended up being your iPhone can now, you walk up to your car, you hold your iPhone out, it can unlock your car, it can start your car, and now they're working on tech to have you be further away, and you can even keep your phone in your pocket and still start your car.
All right, number one is sort of also car-related, isn't it?
Yes, General Motors has OnStar, which was the original, you know, remote assistance plan in technology. They have now they're now releasing a new app called Guardian, and it will give you essentially all of the features that you would get in your car with OnStar, but it will be available on your smartphone, and you can have up to 7 friends and family members sharing GPS locations, and you get all the 24/7 assistance that OnStar provides, which is pretty cool.
Very cool. All right, so there it is, boys and girls, a list of the top 5 tech stories this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.